But the South African National Blood Service get very nervous when I call them. Like yesterday, hey, listen, it's Darren here. Darren who? Simpson. Oh, what do you want?
Oh, they don't think that you're just calling because you would like to be a blood donor.
But for something serious.
Okay.
They're like, what do you want? What do you want? I hope you're not pranking me. Because my reputation precedes me.
Of course.
Like the last time when I called the South African National Blood Service. Because you know only 1% of people donate blood, eh? 1% of the South African population donate blood. That's a shocker, guys.
Sure.
I say that having never donated blood myself.
Sure, the last time I donated was as a student, and that was years ago. It's terrible. Yeah,
they always reject me for my iron.
Really?
Mm. Is this?
Mm. You must eat your beetroot.
Hey, apparently diet is not so good.
I'm just scared. I have a fear of the needles in the blood, so that's my reason. Mm-hmm. And perhaps the Marlboros as well wouldn't be good for you if you get my blood, which is A negative. But so, look, so I call the South African National Blood Service wanting to do the right thing, as is always the case. I believe everybody's intentions are mostly good,
mm-hmm.
as are mine.
Of course.
Say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
So I thought I was being a good South African citizen here.
Thank you for calling the South African National Blood Service. Please press 1 for English or 2 for Afrikaans. Thank you for holding. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
South African National Blood Service, good day.
I want to do my part to save a life. Tell me, what are the rules for donating blood?
Need to be between the ages of 16 and 65.
Yeah.
Weigh 50 and above.
Correct.
Leading a healthy sexual lifestyle.
Yes.
Mm. Not on any medication.
No.
Okay, and what you need to do is just eat an hour before going in.
Done that. Tell me, there at the clinic, do they do stitches as well?
Huh? What do you mean stitches?
For the wound.
No, sir.
Okay, because I've made lunch and I cut myself quite bad, so I've been catching it in a cup, and I would like to donate it to you.
When did you get cut?
Because I was just cutting the carrots for lunch, and I sliced my finger quite bad, so oh. I've just been letting the blood drip into a cup. So I thought, well, why waste it down the drain? I'll come and give it to you, and you can save somebody's life.
So we don't actually accept that kind of... you need to actually come into the center, and the sisters take your blood into a little bag.
Because it's sore now. I've been trying... Is it because it's maybe too little? It's a lot. It's a full... I've been just
Oh, no, man.
Whenever I make a fist...
No, man.
It squirts out even more,
oh.
So...
Oh!
Yes. No, man. Ooh! Because I've got almost a cup full now. If I just squeeze it up, it's quite stinging.
Okay, so why aren't you going to the doctor?
Ooh!
Okay, I'm gonna put you through it to a sister.
I've just finished it. I've managed to get a cup full out now since we've been speaking, and I've just put some cellophane over the cup. I know you guys take pints, and I'm on the metric system, so I don't quite know how much a pint is.
It's 500 mils.
500 mils. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool. So then it's better than I fill up two cups for you then, eh?
So you know what? It's very dangerous for you to lose blood. Close that wound.
Yes.
Apply pressure. Let somebody apply pressure for you. Okay. Take something like your t-shirt or what. Close the wound tightly for the blood to stop and run to the hospital. Oh. It's not good for anybody to lose blood like you're telling me now.
Ow. It's quite sore.
Can I ask you to go to the doctor? Because I believe in a few minutes you'll be collapsing.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Darren.
Darren?
Yes, Simpson.
Oh my... Why did you get to me today? Oh my...